Russia has built up a huge military force surrounding Ukraine, 100,000 troops or more, according to U.S. estimates. Russia borders Ukraine, and it hopes to limit Western influence in that country. As part of that, Russia wants a promise that Ukraine won't ever join NATO, an alliance of European and North American countries. But NATO won't promise that, and Ukraine's government wants to become a member of NATO. So that's a major sticking point in the geopolitical tensions hovering over this country. As of Thursday evening, there was a lot of back and forth about what was going to happen there. Was Russia on the brink of an invasion? Or was the country just hoping the appearance of one would pressure NATO to make political changes? Some experts have suggested that. But here's what U.S. President Joe Biden said yesterday.
Every indication we have is we're prepared to go into Ukraine, attack Ukraine. My sense this will happen within the next several days.
The U.S. government also says Russia might be preparing to fake a reason to invade, like it might make up news of a terrorist bombing inside Russia to justify its plans to attack Ukraine. Russia has repeatedly said it has no plans to invade Ukraine. Russia also says it's reduced the number of its troops near Ukraine's border, but American officials say Russia has actually added troops near that border. It's hard to tell exactly what's going on there.
A very public display. Russia's Ministry of Defense posting video of armor leaving Crimea across the Kerch Strait, and it says, returning to their home bases. Their participation in exercise said to be over. A few hours later, another convoy of fuel trucks filmed getting ready to leave Crimea as well, and then filmed on that same bridge, also heading east. All part of a choreographed effort by the Kremlin in the ongoing information war over its intentions in Ukraine. Russian diplomats across Europe scoff at Western claims that an attack is imminent. But both U.S. officials and NATO officials, including the Secretary General, say, in fact, Russian troop numbers are continuing to rise.